When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where myself and my guests assist you with quality tips and strategies to fill your soul and your wallet. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, and it's a super special day in my life because this day, literally this day, January 29th, a year ago, we launched my book, The Alchemy of True Success. And on the very same day, or actually probably it was like 1 o'clock that day, it became an international bestseller. And we were ecstatic. We were so excited. And I remember that day really well because we self-published the book under my publishing house, Wealth of Wisdom Publishing, which meant that we were in charge of shipping books all over the world. And it was a blast. It was surreal. Also that day, my friend Doreen Virtue was a guest on my radio show. And my wife, myself, and our friend Lisa helped fulfill orders. We packaged books, and we tracked the progress of the book on Amazon and also on Amazon.ca and Amazon.uk. You know, wherever we could sell the book, we were ecstatically glued to the computer monitors, watching it go up and up and up in terms of the rankings, and it was so neat. It was a really, really great day, and it was in the middle of the rush and in the middle of everything happening. I also reflected a little bit on that day because I was thinking, you know, it was an experience where I got to see a dream of mine come true. And the dream was not only writing a book, but also launching it and having it become a bestseller. And truly, I'll never forget that day as long as I live. There's something truly special about fulfilling a long-term goal. And I know for many of you wonderful listeners out there, you've had that experience too, where you've established a goal in your mind and you worked toward it, you know, diligently. Maybe it took 6 months or a year, or maybe even 2 years. In my case, it was a 2-year goal that finally came to fruition. And that's the neat thing, because as we develop products like this, and, you know, many of you are write me and tell me that you're, you know, that you have a book inside of you that you want to see come out, or that you have a song inside of you that you want to record an album, or, you know, there's something that is a part of you that wants to see the light of day. And it's for those people that I dedicate this show to today. It's for all of you out there who continue to show up day after day and keep taking steps toward fulfilling your goals and dreams. And, you know, it's not easy, right? I mean, we know that in order to keep showing up every day and taking a step towards your goals and dreams, it might be challenging for you. You know, many of you might be raising children or might be working full-time, and yet you still know that there's something inside of you, something really special that needs to come out. And it's a part of you. You know, it's like it came in with you. It's part of your DNA. And it's that very thing that, you know, you may be working toward. And I have a dear friend in her 70s who's writing her first book right now, and I'm so excited for her. And you know, it doesn't matter. Dreams don't have deadlines. You know, when you know that there's something that's inside of you that needs to see the light of day, that needs to come out and be shared with the world will create itself in such a way that the helpful people will come to you, the resources, you know, whatever you need to achieve that goal will come to you. You know, whatever it is that is going, you know, whatever it's going to take for that very thing for you to come out of you will show up. I guarantee it. And, you know, that's part of the conversation that I want to talk about today is when you show up in life, then the world shows up to meet you and to help you fulfill your goals. You know, oftentimes people create sort of a wait-and-see approach. And, you know, to me it brings to mind like a Mexican standoff between you and the universe. And you know, people on the side are saying, well, I'll take a step in the direction of my goals and dreams if the universe does something for me, or if, you know, money shows up, or you create an and if approach to it. And I think that's a, you know, could potentially be holding you back in life. And the reality, and why I say that is because the universe literally is already standing there waiting for you. The universe has already met you halfway. So now your opportunity is to take a step toward meeting the universe. So when you do that, when you take a step toward that, you know, my step was it's 3 years now, starting to write a book. And over the, you know, some of you who know my story, the previous 20 years I had received what I referred to as downloads from the universe. And I received information from my guidance and the guides in the spiritual realm, and I would take notes and I would just write down, you know, so maybe some morning I'd wake up with some really incredible thoughts as to how that relates to success or personal growth, and I would write them down. And over the years, I did that for 20 years, and I ended up having 8 notebooks filled with writings from all of those years of, you know, whenever I felt inspired and guided to write a book. And I knew I'd use that someday, but I didn't know exactly when or what the book was going to be about. Originally, I wrote the book, and it was called The Sixth Sense for Success. And I incorporated a lot more metaphysical principles and psychic exercises through the book. And then after I wrote it, so I wrote the book, and it just didn't feel right to me. It wasn't the book that I really wanted to write. I wanted to go deeper with the experience of what success is versus true success. Because oftentimes it's easy to confuse the idea of success and true success. And I know I mistakenly did it in my 20s. Oftentimes we look at success, and as a society, we define it in a very literal financial terms. And a lot of people, it's defined as earning in excess of $250,000 a year or having a net worth of $1 million or more. Now, that definition is what we define as the 1% in our society in North America, that anyone who reaches those levels is defined as someone who has success. And, you know, that's certainly a part of it, but it's not the entire picture. I think there's something even more significant than success, and I define that as true success. In fact, that is why I titled my book The Alchemy of True Success, because there is a huge difference between having success and true success. And I'll read a portion of my book to you. And it says, in the title, I put the word true in front of the word success because at your very core, you are, in fact, a truth seeker. Being a truth seeker means you are naturally inquisitive about the ways and workings of the universe, and you desire to fulfill your soul's purpose during your short stint on Earth. The journey of the truth seeker is for those who are brave at heart, who are willing to blaze their own trail, and are willing to turn inward, asking and answering some deep questions. And the reason I wrote that is because I firmly believe that. I believe that everyone has something really special inside of them that wants to see the light of day. Again, I even referred to it earlier in the show as being part of your DNA, that there's something that you're wired to bring to this physical earth plane or this earthly experience that is unique unto you. And based on your experiences in life and what you've gone through and the things that you've learned will give you the tools to bring this thing from inside of you. And that's really the way that I define the difference between success in life and true success. And I'll go into that in a little more detail, but for those of you who are listening and who would like to share your experience about perhaps you've read my book or you have a notion of how you define the difference between success and true success, I'd love to hear it. So give me a call. My number is area code 626-231-0306. Or if you're in the United States, you can dial toll-free 877-633-9454. I'll give you those numbers one more time. In Canada and other parts of the country, you can dial 626-231-0306, or in the U.S., dial toll-free 877-633-9454. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about what you think the difference is between success and true success in your life, and or if you've read the book, you know, what it meant to you and what you liked most about it. And while as you call in, I'll also offer you a free mini wealth and wisdom reading from my Oracle card deck. So, you know, as I started saying, you know, I do believe there is a tremendous difference between success and true success. And I think most of it has to do with contribution. Like, that is the number one thing that creates the difference between success and true success, or that gives the apparent knowing between what success is and true success. And again, I start off saying, you know, a lot of times success is measured by money and that society standards of what it takes to be successful. And as I've said, the top 1% income earners achieve a level of success as they earn in excess of $250,000 a year or $1 million more in terms of their net worth. And I think what you know, and that's well and good, and money is great and it does wonderful things. It certainly keeps the doors open in a business. But there are many other factors that I think are much more important. And I think that when we talk about the difference between the two, and I wrote this in my book, that the rules of engagement are the same for experiencing both success and true success, which is to offer a product or service that people need or want. And that's for sure. You know, as you begin to create from that place of knowingness inside of you, that you have to have something to offer people, right? Something for sale, something that you can bring to the markets and have people buy, you know, something that they need or want. But then there's a whole other level that true success, however, is found in one's ability to look beyond personal wants and contribute to the needs of others, society, and the planet. In doing so, your life and your soul will be more fulfilled than you ever imagined. So the reality is money comes and goes easily. However, when you make a positive difference in the lives of others, that creates a ripple effect, and it leaves a lasting legacy above anything else. And really, it doesn't even require money to make a difference in someone's life, does it? It requires you showing up and being present, and maybe it's lending an ear to someone who needs to be heard, or maybe it's lending a helping hand for someone needs who needs assistance in whatever they're doing, or maybe it's offering positive reinforcement or feedback to people as they journey toward fulfilling their goals and dreams. So it can come in a variety of ways, and I'd like you to think right now, you know, really take a moment and think about how you show up in people's lives and what people really enjoy about you. You know, maybe it's the fact that you're such a good listener, or maybe you're someone who offers incredible advice to other people. These skills, you know, you can't put a monetary value on having skills like that, but yet they have a far-reaching and lasting impact to all of those people around you. And in actuality, you can actually take skills like that and create, you know, have them become a business for yourself. You know, maybe you're someone who is such a good listener for others and you offer tremendous advice, and that would mean that you would really enjoy being a professional life coach or a consultant, you know, or a licensed therapist. You know, whatever that looks like for you is great. It just depends on what would truly make you happy and make your heart sing. Because I think that's also the other part of this equation as we define true success, is that, you know, as you contribute to others and society, that contribution is also adding to your well-being as an individual. Because when you do truly contribute your gifts and that part, that thing inside of you that is part of your DNA, then you are also expressing yourself in your highest form and for the betterment of others. And when you bring that kind of intention to who you are and what you're offering other people, oh my gosh, folks, that's when the universe opens up to you and offers you whatever it is that you need to continue doing that work, because you're going to feel joyful. You're going to feel excited and enthusiastic and purposeful. And when you are truly on purpose, meaning whatever, you're aligned with that very thing that you're meant to do, there you will feel like you're not going to work another day in your life, because you're truly going to enjoy what you're doing. And you're going to make such an impact in people's lives that you're going to feel so fulfilled that there isn't anything that you wouldn't want to do. I mean, you'll align with your purpose. You'll work 24 hours a day if you have to, because you enjoy it that much. Now, that being said, it's really important, and I think this isn't the other aspect of this true success formula, is it's really important to value these inner gifts that you have, because so many people don't. You know, they look at an inner gift as something, well, this is my gift from God, so I don't want to charge for it. And I really believe that's a big mistake, because what happens with when you set that up in your mind that your gifts, that you can't charge for your gifts, then people won't value what you give them, because, I mean, it's a fact, people value what they pay for. And if you're valuing your gift at such a low rate that you're not even charging for it, then other people won't see the value in it, and it will end up being something that is no more than a hobby or no more than a, you know, sort of a weekend thing that you're doing, but you love to do. So, and I had to learn this lesson the hard way, you know, back in, gosh, it's been 9 years ago when I first started consulting and coaching with people. I did it for free. I didn't charge anything, because I thought, well, you know, I'm abundantly blessed and I have multiple sources of income from many, many different places, and I don't need the money. But what I found was the information that I gave people, they weren't acting on, because they didn't see the value in it. So when I started realizing that I needed to charge for my services because of my clients, I did it for them in the beginning, not for me. So I realized that, wow, you know, this is whatever the gifts that anyone has that you have that you want to share with others, you have to start charging for it. And a reasonable rate, you know, charge a rate that is that you really feel is aligned with the value that you bring in the marketplace. Now, starting out, you're not going to be, obviously, you're not going to be able to charge, you know, as much as you'd probably like or that you'd hope as you build a business. But if you set it up correctly, very quickly, the more you create value for people and the more people that you help, you are truly going to be making a difference in people's lives and the more money you will be able to charge. So it really becomes, you know, sort of a mental process, which is what I dedicated the first section of my entire book to, which is the mind aspect. Because this book, The Alchemy of True Success, is broken into three parts, mind, body, and spirit. And so the first part is really the activators, activating the instrument of change, which is your mind. Because what we know that whatever you don't personally take control over in terms of a mental aspect, it will just happen for you by default. And by default means that it's going to, your life will unfold as society standards dictates or as the universal consciousness dictates. And what that means is basically things are going to happen by default for you rather than you deliberately creating the life that you desire. And I walk people through how to do that. It's not difficult. And then I get into, oh, and there's a great quote by Albert Einstein, try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. So men, women alike, really look at what value you're bringing to others and the difference that you're making for other people, and that will be the true, true game changer for you. Also, too, many of you may not know this, but the book, The Alchemy of True Success, and I want to thank many of you listeners out there who have purchased the book and who have written wonderful Amazon reviews. There's over, I think there's close to 30 Amazon reviews that are incredible. And also the book, The Alchemy of True Success, has and is still ranked number 2 in Canada for mind-body connection. And the book also won an award as a finalist in the self-help genre from USA Best Book Awards. So it's been an incredible year that we've gone through with the book. And because of that, I'm offering something really special for all my listeners today, being the anniversary for the book launch. If you go to truesuccessbook.com, that's www.truesuccessbook.com, we activated the website for the book that was up a year ago, and also we activated the free gifts for purchasing the book. Now, I had 26 of my good friends and leaders in the self-help, personal transformation, and success genre donate gifts for the book launch. So when you go on to that website, www.truesuccessbook.com, you can click Preview Gifts. It's about halfway down the page. Click Preview Gifts, and you can see all of the bonus gifts on there from people like Steve Olscher, who is the New York Times bestselling author. He's got a gift on there. Teresa de Grosbois is a leader in personal transformation and growth, and she offers a powerful interview that she did with Les Hewitt called The Power of Focus. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Dr. Alice Chan offers a guided meditation that's just awesome. And I've my friend Lisa Kay offers a video series valued at $200. So there's all these amazing gifts. Again, 26 leaders, 26 gifts when you buy the book today, The Alchemy of True Success. Basically, all you do is go through Amazon, and you can buy it through that website as well, which is www.truesuccessbook.com. You can buy it through amazon.com or amazon.ca there. You basically buy it through them, and then you come back to the site, and you input your order number, and from that you get instant access to the free gifts. Again, there are 26 bonus gifts, and we reactivated that due to the anniversary of the book launch. So we're excited about that, and I think you will be too. So let's continue on. You know, when I talk about developing or discovering your inner gifts, you know, for a lot of us, it really started at childhood. And after, let's see, chapter one in the book, I have a little self-assessment here for you. And what I ask you to do is take a moment and think back to when you were a child. What do you remember about your childhood dreams? And these are like, you know, when you would run around and tell your friends, oh, I'm going to be a doctor or a veterinarian, or I'm going to help save the world, or I'm going to become a billionaire and own my own business, or, you know, whatever those thoughts were. There's something there for people. There's something there for you that might trigger something inside of you that says, oh, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to be an artist, and I loved painting and you know, whatever it is, or you loved working with clay, or you were sculpting, or you wanted to be a builder. You know, I remember as a kid, I remember getting my dad's tool belt and wearing it around my waist the best I could, you know, because it was just a little thing. And I'd stick screwdrivers in there and a little hammer and everything, and I pretended to fix things throughout the house. Until one day I stuck the screwdriver in an electrical socket, and I've never done that since. That was not pleasant. I can still remember the feeling. So don't do that, kids at home here listening to the show. But that, so back then, you know, I had no idea what any of that meant. I just knew that I enjoyed tools. Well, I found myself in my 30s developing quality affordable housing on projects. And for the first year, I did most of the maintenance and the repair work and worked right alongside my crew as we fixed up my properties and things. So I then had, you know, I was realizing that I had used my love of tools and things in my 30s to develop those projects. So, you know, maybe you too can think back to a time when you were young and what you were doing that really excited you and got you enthusiastic, and to see how that relates to your life. You know, are you using any of that today, or are you, you know, have you used any of that? Because, you know, also too, our gifts that we have inside of us are, you know, I like to think that, you know, regarding our gifts and how we use them, it's really not about one particular thing. And this is what I've come to know more and more as my life unfolds and I see the lives of people that I work with personally in one-on-one coaching and also in group coaching, that life happens in a series of events. And oftentimes, you know, if you're drawn to doing one thing in your 20s, you know, you might be feeling a deep desire to do something very different in your 30s and even different in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I mean, it doesn't have to be just one thing that you bring your talents to, because, you know, I think that puts a lot of pressure on people. And I also think it creates such a big mental hurdle to tapping into your inner gifts, because it's like, oh, it's, you know, it's such a big thing, and it can only look a certain way. And I don't think that's true. I think, you know, when we talk about these inner gifts and are part of your DNA, I think it can look many different ways, and you can enjoy doing many different things. You know, maybe the first question you ask yourself is, are you someone who is prepared, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially prepared to do something on your own, like to become an entrepreneur or to start your own business? And that's a really important question to ask, because, you know, oftentimes people have in their mind that, oh, if they just, you know, if they worked for themselves and weren't working for someone else, that life would be so great. But, you know, the reality is, as we dig deeper, you know, maybe they're really not wired to be someone who can run their own business, because it's, you know, let's face it, it's a lot of work. Everything falls on your shoulders. You have to figure out the process of discovering what it's going to take for you to be successful and to have sales in your business and keep the doors open over a long period of time, rather than working for an employer who you're told automatically what to do every single day. You know, it seems that even for people who work a lot of hours, at least you're working within a corporation that is established, that's built, and you have a clearly defined purpose and you know what you're doing each and every day. And for many of you entrepreneurs out there, you certainly know that that's not the way your day unfolds at all as an entrepreneur. You know, during the course of a single day, you're going to be someone who is writing copy for your website. You're going to be someone who's marketing your business. You're going to be someone who's putting your products together. You're going to be selling your products and services because you have to bring in the revenue to continue operating. And, you know, so it has a lot of more moving parts to it than being an employee within an industry that you really enjoy. So that's the first thing I would suggest, is to discover within yourself, are you truly someone who is cut out to be an entrepreneur or business owner? And if not, great, acknowledge that, be okay with that, be happy with that, and continue to work for other people who you genuinely like and who you respect and within an industry that you enjoy. You know, because there's nothing that is said, and there's no reason that you'd have to align yourself with an industry or employer or other employees that you don't enjoy working with. You know, really, the key is if it's great, you recognize that you're cut out to be an employee, that's awesome. Then align yourself with an industry or some type of career that you could really enjoy, because that's so important. And you know, as we define this idea of true success, I believe it is aligned with your joy and what brings you, you know, what makes your heart sing. So it has less to do with being a business owner, entrepreneur, and more to do with what brings you joy, happiness, and all that good stuff in life. And that I really believe is true success, because as you create value in other people's lives for them, and as you make a difference for other people, that is how you leave a big impact and footprint on this earth, and you build a legacy from that, because as you inspire others, there's a ripple effect that is created. And as you're assisting other people to change and to grow, everyone around them will change and grow too, whether they realize it or not. But that is what personal growth is about. So again, I think that as we define this idea of true success, I really believe it has more to do with contribution, your contributing to others' well-being, and less of getting material possessions. I really think that's it. I think, and here one of the quotes in my book, it says, "Therein lies the key of true success. Take the focus off yourself and be of service to others." And that's a principle that I heard on my 18th birthday. I was invited to hear Zig Ziglar speak. At the time, I was a tennis pro at a country club, and one of the members worked for a corporation, and they hired Zig Ziglar to speak to their employees. So, I mean, I was so excited because I had been reading books like that since I was 12 years old. The very first book I read at 12 was The Seeds of Greatness by Dennis Waitley, and I'm looking forward to having him on my show pretty soon too. So that's going to be a neat thing that happens, because he really, for me, inspired me to read more about human potential and what people are capable of, rather than living life on autopilot or on automatic. And so as I, you know, read more and more books in that field, the opportunity to hear Zig Ziglar speak was presented, and I jumped at it. And I'll never forget, I sat in the front row, and I listened very closely to what Zig Ziglar said. And may he rest in peace, because he's made his transition last year to the spiritual realm. So I know he's still up there inspiring people. But he said something so profound. He said, on bended knee, he said, "If you help enough other people get what they want, you too will get what you want." And that left such a huge, I mean, that's literally the framework from which I built my entire life, was always focused on helping other people. And because of that, I believe that it's what contributed to my living a life of true success and to having a dream like this, a book launch, an international best-selling book, out there in the universe doing its thing, impacting the lives of others. And I get wonderful emails and messages from people all the time saying how much the book has affected their lives, and I'm so grateful for them. And I think the best compliment, which I always hear about the book, is that it's an easy read. And at first when I heard that, I was kind of taken aback. But then when I thought about it more, I was like, wow, yeah, that makes sense. And I'm so happy that I can take these concepts and principles that can be challenging and difficult to understand and break it down in a way that is super easy for people to read and to understand. And, you know, a lot of people get through this book in a night, which I think is awesome. But I'd also hope that as they read through the book, to not confuse a very profound message with a book that's easy to read. So I'm hoping that, you know, as people read through it, they're actually working through the personal assessments, self-assessments, because at the end of every chapter, I give you a few questions to kind of chew on and mull over and consider as you work through the book. And at the end of chapter 2, I believe, I ask you the question, you know, what is your current definition of success? And another question I ask is, does your current definition of success include contributing to the well-being of others? And I ask that question about current definition of success because, you know, success can be a moving target for people depending on where you are in your life, what's happening in your life, you know, what's going on. And as you continue to advance, i.e. age or, you know, get older, you start to realize that, wow, yeah, this whole life thing is fascinating. And it becomes an experience of the more you become conscious and awake and aware of how you're living your life and contributing to others, then you start to realize that it truly isn't about having things, possessing things, that it's really more about contributing to the well-being of others. And that really does, it makes me feel good, and I know it will certainly make you feel good when you think along those lines. And I have a little quote I want to read you from the beginning of chapter 3. Trying to be happy by accumulating possessions is like trying to satisfy hunger by taping sandwiches all over your body. And that's by George Carlin. I love that quote. And it's so true. You know, if you, you know, again, oftentimes we mistakenly think that it's a big house or the fancy cars or millions of dollars in the bank. And, you know, and all that is great. And I've certainly had that. And I, although now I really value, my values have certainly changed over the years, and I value contributing to the well-being of others much more than I value any kind of material possessions or any kind of, you know, thing like that. So, you know, I think that as you work through your day-to-day life and consider, you know, what's important to you, like, find that out. You know, ask yourself, what do you value? Do you value relationships? Do you value health? Do you value well-being? Do you value money? I mean, you know, there are no right answers to these questions. It's a matter of first figuring out, what do you value? And then when you get really clear about what you value, you then move in the direction of doing those things that are aligned with your values. Simple enough, right? Like, I value contributing to the well-being of others. And part of my gift, I believe, is that I'm a steady stream of ideas and information to share with other people that can assist them on their path. So every day I show up and I ask myself, how can I positively impact the lives of 1,000 people every single day? And then my day opens up in such a way that I'm led to be a speaker on a radio show or be a speaker on a telesummit or show up and do my radio show that now reaches over 100 countries in the world. So, you know, it's once you really figure this formula out for yourself, what is it that you truly value, you then start to get a feeling or a look into how you're wired and what your gifts are in life. So start with that. You know, I would highly recommend you, and I also have a chapter in my book which talks about that and how to align with your soul's purpose. I'd love to read all this to you, but I'm running out of time here. I only have 5 minutes left. But the book, again, is an easy read. It's broken into three sections, mind, body, spirit. And if you get it today, being the anniversary for the book, and I think I'll keep up the site for another week or so. But go today because you're going to get the $1,000 in free gifts. Again, those are 26 of my friends in the success and personal transformation genre donating their gifts. Some are videos, some are audio, some are books. I mean, it's just awesome, awesome list of gifts. And you can find that at www.truesuccessbook.com. Again, that's truesuccessbook.com. Go there today. Order the book through Amazon or Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. And you can go back to the site, input your order number, and you get instant access to all of these gifts that are valued over $1,000. So that's exciting. We're happy to offer that to you. It's been an incredible year with this book. I'm always amazed when I get an email from someone and say how it's made such an impact in their lives and how they shared it with their friends and families and how they're passing the book around, which I always encourage. You know, let's get everyone to read a book that you could literally read in one night. It'll change your life, and it took me 2 years, over 2 years to write. But I'm happy that I finally got it out, and I got out of my own way because I talk candidly about my struggles and what I went through for this book to come to fruition. You know, we all have something that I think that we all struggle with, and it's different for everyone. But I openly, candidly talk about my struggles around that and around my addiction to food and how in the past that stopped me from moving forward in life. And I also share very openly about, in the back of the book, how by following my ego, that I lost over $400,000 in a real estate investment, and that's cash, $400,000 cash, and that I learned a big, big lesson from that, and I describe that in detail, what the experience was and what I went through. But more importantly, what I learned from that experience, and hopefully by you reading this book, you'll take to heart the message about the importance of following your inner guidance and not your ego, because your inner guidance, meaning coming from your higher self and from your spiritual self, rather than your ego, which is, not the most productive use of your time to follow ego and its guidance, because its guidance will steer you in a direction that is not the most rewarding, let's say that. So, yes, and I very candidly talk about that experience. And the book is, it's not designed to be a tell-all, but I have weaved my story throughout the pages in hopes that you'll get some insight and guidance for your own life, because that's really the key. And at the end of the day, this journey of success or living an abundant life has more to do with you following your inner guidance and what you already know to be true rather than you following the words of someone else. Because I'm a firm believer that whatever it is that you desire to create, you have the tools within you. You already know what it is that you're going to share with the world. We just have to help you move those blockages out of the way so that you can show up in life and bring it your all and live the most incredible life of true success that you are fully deserving and capable of. So that's the main message behind my book, again, The Alchemy of True Success. The subtitles Activate Your Mind, Revitalize Your Body, and Reignite Your Spirit. And please go to www.truesuccessbook.com. Order your copy today so you can get your $1,000 in free gifts. Enjoy those gifts. They're pretty powerful. And also, I look forward to hearing from you, your thoughts about the book, how it positively changed your life, and would certainly appreciate you writing a review on Amazon to continue to keep that book up in the rankings so that people can find it and also derive true success in their life. So thanks, everyone. I hope you have a terrific week. And remember this week to do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Next week, I'll have my wonderful friend Constance Arnold with me on the show, and we're going to be sharing how we help people live a life of freedom and abundance. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had